All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, October 9th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have some Thursday night football action as well as some playoff MLB and some NHL. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all TFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the Sabersim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord, but with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so you can tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here, and this will be the last office hours of the week. We've taken a couple days off, so we will not have office hours return until next week, just so you guys know. Aside from that, we did have a update go to the app today, basically enhancing our lineup groups, features, and functionality. If you guys missed it, there is some written documentation about the update that you can find in the Discord announcements section, okay, from Scott here. Basically, this is like highlights template system overhaul, new Saber score metric, better lineup management, some visual updates, and some bug fixes along the way. So super, super cool update that went live today. We did have one question here that this ties in perfectly with. Question was, we're going to go a little bit out of order today too. Noticed an update, didn't see a video, any quick info I need to know about the SaberSim update. Yeah, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about this today, I believe. There is a video that was announced in the announcements channel. I do have the video as well. Pulled up here. It's this video. I will drop it in the chat for everyone to check out. I do believe I sent this video to the user who asked about this specifically in office hours. Let me make sure that video got sent. It did. Cool. But yeah, so there's a couple different ways that you can find this video, this link, announcements, Discord. When you clicked update, there was like a little button that said watch the video as well. So a bunch of different ways to access that, but I would watch it. I watched it myself and, you know, made sure to clarify anything with the team that even I had questions about. So I'm here today to answer your questions about it. We have multiple questions, so we'll spend some time talking about it for sure. All right. So I'm going to group a couple questions together. I think we're going to start here. By chance, can you go over the new features / do a demo on the updates on the new release that was just announced today? Absolutely. We're going to do that. And then I think we're going to group this one because this one's a little bit more general. We actually have a specific question here. A couple of questions. I want to assign a specific lineup from my pool to a contest. How would I go about doing that in the new lineup groups? Also, I like assigning the same lineup in the dime time that I have in the quarter jukebox. How would I go about doing that? Right now, what I'm doing is not filling the dime time and downloading the Excel and copy and pasting the quarter entries to the dime time. So this gives us the opportunity to go over the update to, you know, kind of do the update live and kind of display it here. So I think we're going to group these questions together and we will kind of start here. So let's say I'm playing the NFL Showdown tonight. I've grabbed a couple entries here. I'm going to bring in my file. Okay. So I bring in my file and I don't have any of these on. So I'm going to click one. So it's going to turn on the one per contest. Okay. One really big change, I think it's actually really, really cool, is that we now ignore max exposures between 0 and 100. First single entry contest. I think this is like the right solution because the problem is always that, hey, if I want to lower someone's exposure, say from, you know, 90 to 75 across my MMEs, well, that removes them from my single entries, right? So basically what the exposures do now is if you set a 90%, it ignores it for single entry. If you set a 10% min or max for these, it ignores it for the single entry. But if you set a zero or if you set a 100%, then we do use those for your single entry since single entry exposure can only be zero or 100. So we're ignoring everything in between. And then we are only applying those in-betweens to your contest where you have more than one entry, okay? So here what I've done, right, is I've built lineups. I'm using the one group per contest. These are all default templates that can't be erased here. You can create new ones if you want. But it should, first off, it should feel very familiar, right? And let's say that, you know, maybe I don't want this contest, this lineup, right, that it's giving me here for the single entry. And maybe I don't want like an underdog 5-1 stack. And instead, I want a different one, right? Okay, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to scroll. And maybe I want something a little bit more like this, right? Barkley, captain, Hurts, Elliott. And it's kind of like a three on three, right? Okay, what I do here is I click this up arrow icon. I actually am not sure if this icon is available in Compact. So maybe that's part of the confusion here. What I would do is switch your settings from Compact to Expanded. And then you should have this option to send to group in current build. And then it's going to tell me, hey, well, which group do you want to send it to? It's like, okay, well, I want to send it to my single entry. All right, I do that. I lock the lineup. Now it'll tell me, hey, you know, you put this in your single entry. It'll ask me if I want to re-diversify the rest of my contest based on that information. First off, I just want to go to my single entry and I want to get rid of this lineup that was, or actually I needed to re-diversify. So let's re-diversify. Should pull in that lineup. I just trashed the other one. Well, it should work that way. So let's see if it's somewhere else. Okay, let's try this again. I think it's 14. Not the same one. In case you guys don't know, the trash, like your trash lineups are over here. Okay, that's not the one. So let's just put that back. Try this again. And I want to find a Saquon. Okay, we'll do like a Saquon 5-1. Let's see if this works. If it doesn't work, then it's a bug and I got to let the team know. Lock it. Let's try re-diversifying. Let's close. Let's open. Okay, so it is here. So I'm not sure what exactly happened the first time. Maybe I misread something, but that lineup is here. So then, okay, well, I don't need two. I need one. So let's get rid of the other one. And then now I just have the Saquon captain remaining. So that is how you take a lineup from a group and send it. Oh, I'm sorry, from a pool, from your pool and send it to a group here, right? I've sent it here and now I'm all set. And because I untrashed it, it changed. Okay. So let's go back. Leave that in the trash. And I'll actually just change this to one. Yeah, that should work fine. All right, cool. So we have our one lineup. So that's one part of the equation, right? Now, second part of the question was, I like assigning the same lineups in the dime time that I have in the quarter jukebox. How would I go about doing that? Right now, what I am doing is not filling the dime times, downloading the Excel, and copy and pasting the quarter entries to the dime. Okay, so I'm going to do slightly different example, but same concept because I don't have 220 maxes here, right? So what I'll do is like, okay, hey, let's say I want to build three lineups for the single back here, and then I want to use one of those for the daily dollar. Let's just go about that, right? Okay, so here I have the three, right? I think what you can probably do is use this all contests in one group option. Now I'm going to undo the 20 max from this. Okay, yeah, this is exactly what I would do. So this all lineups in one, all contests in one group option, what it does is it takes your contests, puts them in one group. It looks at what the max number of entries is between the two. So like there's a three and there's a one. Okay. So it's only going to use three. It's only going to use whatever the max is. And then that's going to be the number of lineups. So here, right, in I have three lineups. If I had two, three maxes, this would still say three. So what you're going to do, right, is use this template, come into the contest, only select your 220 maxes, and then it's going to say 20 lineups. Now, my understanding here is that it's using the higher dollar per entry 20 max to decide what lineups are going into those contests. So it's solving the portfolio for the bigger 20 max, and then it's duplicating those lineups into the other contests that are chosen. So that is exactly how I would use this. And I think this template would work perfect for that exact scenario. Okay, good stuff there. Really quickly, from Carrington Handrew, I'm sure if you did my review, I asked in the office hours chat, my username was LeGreat. Thanks, Carrington. I actually asked a follow-up question to you. I tried to do it and ran into a little bit of issues. I will re-tag you in that thread, but here I will send it right now. But I just needed a little bit more info here in order to get that review done. So follow up with me in Discord and we can go from there. All right. Cool. Knocked out a couple of these questions. Moving on to our next one. Can you tell me about Sim Optimal lineups? What weight does that number carry? For instance, Sim Optimal of 4 versus 1. And what is the 99th percentile? Is that the chances it has to win or be in the top 1%? Okay, good questions. So let's talk about percentiles first. So lineup percentiles work similarly to player percentiles, okay? So if we come over here and look at any player, we look at, you know, Jalen Hurts, right? He has these different player percentiles. They describe the points he achieves in the Sims, which is another way of describing this range of outcomes graph, okay? So you can look at the graph, you can hover, you can see what percentage of Sims fall within like a certain bucket. But here in the table, it's a little bit more specific where it's saying his 99th percentile is 43.2. This means that if we ran 1,000 Sims in 900 and actually it would be in 10 Sims, it would be in the top if you broke it down, right? So maybe 100 is easier. So if we had 100 Sims in his 99th highest scoring one, or like the number one scoring lineup, he scored 43.2 points. So it's always like one, it's always 100 minus whatever the percentile is. So if it's 100 minus 99, this is the score that he gets 1% of the time. And if we took all of his fantasy point outcomes, listed them from highest to lowest, this would be his top 1%. Highest scoring points. If we did 95th, this would be the score he gets 5% of the time, highest to lowest. So we're saying, hey, 5% of the time, Hurts is scoring at least 35.1 points. His 85th percentile is the score he gets 15% of the time, 28.8, and it kind of works down, works down, works down. Now, as far as lineups go, we do the same thing. What we do is we build the lineup. And then we go back into the Sims and we say, hey, how many points did this group of players score over all the sims we used when we were building out your pool. And then we get a graph similarly for the lineup. So like I can look at those numbers here by adding the percentiles as a metric. And then I can hover here and I can say, hey, 1% of the time, which is the 99th, this lineup scores 136.43 points. I could say 25% of the time, looking at their 75th, this lineup scores 93.35 points. So this is describing to you the lineup's upside more than anything. Now, as far as sim optimals go, what sim optimals means is, so the tricky part here is, or the important thing to note, when we build your lineups, we only put a lineup into your pool one time, right? There is a rule that says, hey, you cannot build the same lineup more than once because most people don't want that. However, that doesn't mean the same group of players is not optimal for more than one sim. So what happens here is, okay, hey, we have this lineup. It's Saquon, Captain, Hurts, Brown, Goddard, Elliott, and Fidone, okay? Just because this lineup came up once doesn't mean it won't come up again. It just means we will ignore it the second time. We're saying, hey, this lineup can't be used again. Let's build another lineup. What we realize is that, hey, that's actually valuable information. If this lineup keeps coming up again and again and again, it probably says something about this lineup's win potential. The chances that it's going to be the optimal lineup. So what we did is we started to tally that information as this sim optimals metric. So a sim optimals of 4 means that this group of 6 players in this exact construction with, you know, Barkley captain was the best lineup you could build 4 times. If it was 1, it was the best lineup for 1 sim instead of 4. So that information can be important. We take that information into consideration with old Saber score, which would be like the single game that's here. So this, actually, it's the wrong place to look at it. If I have old Saber score, single game, sim optimals is a primary variable in the formula because we understand how valuable it is, okay? Now, this leads me into our another question here today that actually kind of piggybacks on this one really well. And where is it? Okay, this one. I'm interested in knowing what is meant by the new simple sim score / saber score and how that differs from the old saber score. Is there a way to toggle between the two? So yes, there is a way to toggle between the two, right? In the sorting metrics, you can access them both here. I believe you should be able to access it in this window as well. And it would be this new Saber score here. Okay. So these numbers are different. Okay. Now, the new simple Saber score, it's covered a little bit in the announcements. And let's go to announcements real quick. Okay, so in the announcements, new Saber score metric, introducing new Saber score based on simple sim ROI for each lineup. Okay, so the old Saber score, right, is using some combination of projection, lineup percentiles, sim optimals if it's single game, and average adjusted ownership. New Saber score is not doing that. It is grading lineups based on the new simple ROI. Now, I don't know for sure if this is like one for one, like, hey, this is the ROI. I don't think so. I just think that the simple sim ROI is a component combined with other things, but I can find out and get some clarification on that. So let me just ask real quick, but the Saber scores are different for sure. So let me just ask. Mm-hmm. Cool. But that's my understanding of it right now. All right. But yeah, you can definitely toggle between the two, either in the sorting metrics or adding them to your lineups. Or if you're in compact view, you can add them as columns too, right? Bunch of different ways to view that info. All right. Here's one. I don't make any rules. Will defaults do the job for my lineups? Yeah, absolutely. You know, SaberSim was, at one point we didn't even have rules. This is years ago, right? We always took the approach that, you know, hard and fast rules can be wrong. And what the sim does best is tell you what percentage of the time an exception to the rule is kind of warranted. It's like a lot of people right in NFL, I think, is like one simple example where they might say, never play two running backs from the same team. I think that's like a rule that people like because of one running back scoring, the other one's not scoring right. It can be mostly correct, right? But it's not always correct. And I think that's where, you know, the sim kind of excels, where it's like giving you type of lineups that might defy those heuristics, but it's not giving you a ton of them. It's giving you them at the rate that they are optimal in the sim. So like maybe that rule is mostly right, but maybe like 3% of the time, it's actually okay to have that, right? The sim kind of figures out how often that is supposed to happen or how often it's good and then gives it to you kind of at that rate. So we have rules, obviously, for people who want them and to be, you know, more hands-on, but we do not think you need rules at all. And we think that the defaults and the sliders take care of a lot of that and that you shouldn't need to do anything additional. All right, next question. I watched Jordan's video. Very informative as always, but I'm a little confused regarding playing the same optimal lineup across contests. It seems that this has gone away. Also, if we typically apply pre-build rules for specific lineup groups, I'm not sure the update has changed anything unless I'm missing something. Okay, cool. So the part we covered earlier about using the all contests in one group option and controlling the contests in your dropdown to control what lineups go into them is how you still play the same lineups across multiple contests. So it seems like this template is going to be rather popular, which is awesome. Now, as far as the second part here, if we typically apply pre-build rules for specific lineup groups, I'm not sure the update has changed anything. So it's changed a little bit and it's made this a little bit simpler. So what you used to do, right, is say like I wanted to do a rule for like satellites, right? Like, hey, group all of my contests where contest name includes satellite, right? And then what I wanted was another group that said something where it was like, okay, create a group for each contest, right? Just like this. What would happen is the builder would put all the satellites together, but then it would also try and create a group for all of these satellites individually along with your other contests, right? What you would have to do is you'd have to come into your, you know, say your GPP template and then say, okay, but do this for each contest where name does not include satellite, right? You would basically have to exclude the other template from your second template. We got rid of that by allowing you to add multiple logic. So what this would look like now is like, okay, I'm going to create a group for all of my contests where name includes satellite. And then I'm going to add another group. And then this one's going to create a group for each contest. What this does different is that you no longer need to exclude what came before. You just need to make sure they're in the right order. So then I could just say, okay, this top section is satellite logic. And then I cut out a little bit, but this is one group per remaining contest. The satellites are effectively part of a group and they go away. Now Saber Sim only creates a group for what is left. So it's a little bit smarter in this regard and can make your life a little bit easier rather than having to write a bunch of exclusions over and over and over. Like I was talking to people who do satellites, boosters, head-to-heads, you know, like if you're playing cash, satellites, boosters, GPPs, all of a sudden you have all these different things that you're trying to exclude and it can get really, really messy. So this helps a lot with that. Eagle said, thanks so much for answering my question. You're welcome. Neil said, I'm seeing negative Saber scores now. Is this expected with the update? I would say yes, because it's based on the simple ROI, right? If it's based on simple ROI and ROIs can be negative, it can absolutely lead to a negative Saber score. So not all Saber scores are going to be positive anymore, and that's totally okay. All right. I think we're all caught up. If you guys have more questions, feel free to reach out to the team. Team will be around all weekend to help you guys out. But I think we're all set here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. And until we chat again, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.